Yes, and welcome back. We're about to do greatest film comebacks. After the break, we'll slice of denim with Brian To'o. But Maestro, you've got a little bit of information on Clint Howard.
Well, Clint Howard was the strangler in Seinfeld that they accidentally let out of the police car, if you remember that great episode. There you go. A little tidbit for
he's
you.
He's got that face about him. He doesn't look like Richie Cunningham, does he?
Just can he get off the guy's face?
I was not sitting on his face, right?
Can you get off his face?
The poor guy isn't as handsome as his brother. And you're having a go at him.
You know what? You wait till after the show to get off your face, please.
You know you're struggling when you've got a redheaded brother and he's the handsome one. righto, boys. Greatest film comebacks. Liam, I'll lead up on this because I think this is the most obvious one. John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, Grease, Urban Cowboy, Blowout, Two of a Kind, Look Who's Talking, and done. And all of a sudden, Quentin Tarantino, who's got a great eye for a comeback, 1994, Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
You know, that's an obvious one, Liam.
Yeah, I think that's the defining one. The year before Pulp Fiction came out, he was I think he'd released the third Look Who's Talking movie with like talking dogs or something. At the bottom, as low as you could get, I think, in terms of movies. But
I watched one last Tarantino. I couldn't sleep last night and watched a movie. The latest one with John Travolta called The Fanatic. Oh, my God. How bad is it? He needs
that
to come back.
That's so bad that it's good, I reckon, that movie.
How good is to bookend Pulp Fiction with Look Who's Talking 3 and Battlefield Earth?
Battlefield Earth.
It's quite a selection.
Liam?
The one that stood out for me, and I think Liam's got those as well, is Mickey Rourke, who had the shortest comeback in history with The Wrestler, which was a fantastic, great movie, great performance, but then that balloon popped pretty quickly for
Darren
him.
Darren Aronofsky?
Yep.
Yes, and Aronofsky went to Bruce Springsteen, and Springsteen was sort of done with doing movie soundtracks and said, listen, I want you to do a soundtrack for a movie. I'm doing The Wrestler. And he goes, mate, there's no way. He said, starring Mickey Rourke. And he said, I'll do anything for Mickey.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah, great song, too.
A great song.
Great song.
Very, very good. Liam, you got any for us?
I think Matthew McConaughey. He started his career pretty strong, Dazed and Confused. He had some good movies in the 90s, like Time to Kill. Then he had like a string of rom-coms in the early 2000s, and he sort of just became known as that guy, the rom-com guy. And then in 2012, he made The Lincoln Lawyer. And that sort of turned his career around. And then True Detective in 2014, that sort of shot him into the stratosphere again.
Mm. Look, I don't know if he's fully back, but Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
He's on my list.
Sorry, I did apologize.
He's had a couple, hasn't he? Like, he sort of disappears, you lose faith in him, then bang, he comes back.
He made the weirdest horror film of all time probably about 4 or 5 years ago, Liam, called Mandy. Mate, you have to see this movie. You haven't seen Mandy? Go and get it tonight.
I'm going to have a
look. Don't worry about the footy. Go and get Mandy.
In that movie, there's a 4-minute long shot of him sculling a bottle of vodka on the toilet and just screaming.
Yeah. And then he goes into a 10-minute chainsaw fight.
10
it's
minutes?
Unbelievable. It's got to 10 minutes, hasn't it?
All right, I got two. Brando.
Brando
made all those great movies in the 50s, including On the Waterfront, Streetcar Named Desire, tanked in the 60s, then came back with The Godfather.
And then Superman and Apocalypse Now.
Mm. That's a big one.
And this is a bit left field. Mm. I reckon Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Uncut Gems.
Yes. And have you seen Hustle?
Yeah, it's great.
The basketball. He's owed to basketball.
Oh, yes, I did see it.
I reckon that's a ripper.
Yeah, that is very good.
I reckon he's done really well. Mm. Happy Gilmore?
He hasn't come back yet, but I think he's on one of the great comebacks. Matter of fact, I think this guy's next movie is going to be one of the all-time. Johnny Depp. He's on the comeback trail.
One of the very rare things where a controversy is going to basically play to his strength.
I'll watch it just to support the bloke. I don't care what it is, I'm going in there.
I tell you, here's one. Sean Connery, where he was typecast as James Bond, disappeared for a while. He was a bit like Roger Moore. He was treated like, and then they got him back for The Untouchables and won an Academy Award.
Wow.
And the other one, look, people don't realise this. Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was like a pretty boy actor coming through. And basically, his career was over. He was done. He was typecast. They said he was like a matinee idol. And there was a movie coming out called From Here to Eternity, and his mates in the mob lent on the director and threatened him, and they put him in. And the rest
is the storyline in The Godfather, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. My other one, he didn't really come back, but I feel like he changed his image to the better, or as in he ended up being one of the better actors of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio. He came in as like a heartthrob,
yeah,
and now he's almost like a method actor. He's that good. He's one of the best now.
Burt Reynolds, who was one of the biggest stars, if not the biggest star through the 70s and early 80s, disappeared, came back with Boogie Nights.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, of course.
But it's not because of Iron Man. For me, it's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yes,
which
great movie.
Is that Val Kilmer in it?
That's a great movie. Yeah.
Good. You've seen Maverick, he's struggling a bit, Val Kilmer.
Is he?
Very sad.
Obviously, he can't speak anymore.
No, he can't talk at all.
They did his voice in the movie, no spoilers for anyone, but they had to... Did they use a whole bunch of computers to do that?
Yeah, it was like an artificial intelligence system to generate his voice.
Really?
Well, because he's had throat cancer, his voice is completely gone.
It'll do you.
That's cheating.
What about actors, guys, that you would love to see make a comeback? I've got one, Australian one, Jack Thompson. I love Jack Thompson. Oh. I had breakfast once with Jack Thompson.
How was he?
And he was awesome. And got up, it was about 9:30 in the morning, and might have had a glass of Chardonnay or two. But he got up
did
a complete routine of I think it was Jerry Lewis routine, doing all, and he was, you just look and go, mate, this guy.
Did you like a drink, Jack Thompson?
Apparently. Oh. Don't we all?
Yeah. One guy I want to see come back, and apologies if he is back, but I want to see another special from Carl Barron.
Carl Barron, it's on there.
It's funny we should talk about this, because I was thinking about this. Like, you look at the Seinfeld characters, they could never do anything again. Like, I know
it's true.
They never really did anything again.
Although Louis-Dreyfus did Veep.
Apart from her, though, but like Jason Alexander.
Yeah, that's right.
And Michael, tell me what Michael Richards has been in since Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
He did a cameo in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Hey, have I ever told you, Carl Barron story? Have I ever told you Carl Barron? Because, Carl's, we interviewed him on the show, that one I want. He's really, like, his shtick is morbid, but it was particularly morbid. I asked him, and so I said, mate, what next in life? And he answered, I'm looking forward to dying. The thought of dying cheers me up, right?
This is not on air.
On air.
He said it on air.
He said he goes, the thought of dying cheers me up. And I said, well, what makes you happy? And he said, nothing. Right? Anyway, about 10 years earlier than that, he came on the Footy Show, did a stand-up routine. So I get there and the next day I've got to go to a show at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. And I jump on the plane, and Carl's on there. Oh, Carl. He goes, oh, get him out of here doing. I said, where are you off to? He said, mate, Brisbane Entertainment Centre. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to the same show, are you? And as he's sort of making his way down the aisle. So I get there, I'm waiting for the baggage, and it's a baggage claim, get up there. Next minute, like, this sort of limo pulls up, and Carl jumps in, and I go, oh, fantastic, I'll hitch a ride. And he goes, stop, mate. He goes, no, I ride alone.
I ride alone.
I ride alone. He must have been practicing his lines and routine. He didn't want just some palookas sitting there watching him.
I ride alone.
You get last word. Who do you want to see make a comeback?
I want Daniel Day-Lewis to come out of retirement.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Is he in retirement? Did he retire?
He's died.
I think he goes back to Italy and he's a cobbler.
He's a cobbler, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, mate, if you want a good, nice pair of shoes, Daniel Day-Lewis becomes a cobbler. That's
random.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, that's us saying someone's random. Hello to all the people at SENQ. Liam, good on you, pal.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Good on you, mate. Good kid.
Good kid.
Isn't he?
He's a future coach of New South Wales Blues.
Absolutely.
He just out-coached Billy Slater.
Billy who?
That's good.
We'll take a break a little bit later. We've got Rolling Stones, Beggar's Banquet.